You can burn them, you know.
What do you call fat salt pork?
Fat bag.
Mm-hmm. When you cut the side of a hog, what do you call that? The whole side.
When you cut the side, you mean when you butcher it?
Yeah.
Or do you mean the skin?
Well, let me ask you another question first, and I think that'll clear this up. What do you call the thing that comes from the pig that you eat for breakfast?
Bacon.
Yeah. Now, I think what this is bacon before it's been sliced.
Well, that'd be a side.
Okay.
I thought you were talking about the area between the skin and the side is, I don't know what it is, but it's when it's fried, it's called cracklings.
Yeah. Oh, that's not the skin itself, though? That's underneath the skin?
Well, it's not, it's the skin, but it's not the hide.
Oh.
The hide you sew up into footballs.
Yeah. Okay.
And when it's in a chicken, it's greebanies, which is a Jewish dish.
What's like
greebanies.
Cute. Doesn't sound very Jewish.
It's chicken cracklings.
Who's the guy who sells meat?
A butcher.
If meat's been kept too long, you'd say it's done what?
Spoiled.
Do you know what the dish is called that's prepared by cooking and grinding of hog liver?
Hog liver?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Anything made out of hog blood?
Hog blood. No, not hog blood. Now, there is a blood pudding, but I believe they use calf's blood for that.
Okay. I do have blood pudding here as a possible.
Well, I might try it with calf's blood, but I wouldn't try it with hog's blood.
Do you know what head cheese is?
No.
Okay, it's another name for sows.
For sows?
Yeah. Have you ever heard of taking the juice from head cheese or sows and stirring up a cornmeal, putting them together? And then after it's cold, you slice and fry it.
No.
Okay, that's called scrapple.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Never
eaten it.
If you kept butter for a really long time outside of the refrigerator and it got to a point where it didn't taste good anymore, how would you describe its condition?
Rancid.
Yeah. What do you call thick sour milk?
Thick sour milk. Sour cream. Oh, curdled.
Yeah. I've heard it called clatter.
Well, I believe that's intentionally done. I mean, if milk curdles, you throw it out.
Oh, no, yeah, I'm talking about something intentional.
Oh, intentional, yes, I have heard it called clapper.
All right, and what do you call the cheese that you make it?
Don't know that one.
All right, you do know the cheese, though. It's white, and people diet to eat all
the time. Cream cheese?
No, it's...
It's not a creamy cream cheese. It comes in a plastic
container. It's heated on
lettuce. No, got me on that one.
Cottage cheese.
Oh, cottage cheese. I didn't know how they made it.
Oh, okay. That's how. I learned that from this.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard that called maintenance?
No. No.
No, listen, this is here, and my little old lady told me about it. It's from Schmierkäse, German word.
Yeah.
Cottage cheese.
She's closer to the old country than I am.
No, she's not.
Really?
She's been South Carolina Baptist for that generation. But she said she has some German friends. And I don't know, I've gotten this before, and it's in here. Okay, what do you do with milk right after you eat? The first thing after milk.
The first thing after milking.
Yeah.